set us up with the facility this weekend, so I want to thank Walter Bender for all his hard work in getting us this facility, so thanks. And also, I want to send thanks to Ed McNierney, who's with the One Laptop Per Child Project. I think he's vice president there and
software.
And CTO, right. So Ed is, I believe, is supposed to be at Fud Pub tonight, and OLPC has very graciously, especially given the circumstances, they are picking up the Fud Pub tab tonight. This was an agreement that they made before this week's announcement, and in all honesty, I don't think anyone really expected what happened this week and what would fall out of that. And Fud Pub might have been a casualty of that, and I think it shows how important that getting the OLPC community off the ground is to the foundation and to their projects. So I want to thank Ed for all his work for making that happen too. Also, I want to thank S.J. Klein, who helped me get the ball rolling at OLPC. So thank you, S.J., for getting me hooked up with people there. I want to thank a few people. You may have already heard their names come out of my mouth, but there are different people here today. I want to make sure everybody knows how cool these folks are. Maureen Duffy did so much for FudCon this time around. Not only her work with the art and design team, she's been going around taking photos of people and working on our picture book, and she's going to be working on video. She helped us get our beautiful four foundation signs ready that you've seen out in the lobby. Helped us prepare our t-shirts with some other members of the art and design team, and just general help. If I needed something in a flash, Mo was always there to help. And you know, she's just one of those people who, you know, whether it's just that she can't say no, and that's why I keep coming back, and one day she'll figure out that, you know, the first time she says no, I'll be like, oh, sorry. honestly, that's just the spirit that she has, is she is just a complete can-do person. So Mo, you've done so much for FudCon. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't know if Eve McGlynn is still here tonight. She was around yesterday, and Eve also helped me early on in the FudCon process when I was trying to scope out some different venues. A lot of them fell through for reasons that had nothing to do with her. Typically, it was because people wanted a huge amount of money that we simply don't have. But Eve really helped me find a lot of places that that were alternatives in case our main venue fell through. So thank you, Eve, for that. Also, I want to thank J5. Is he in here? I know my song just opened a few minutes ago.
J5 in?
Okay. Well, I know he's around. So he helped me locate our caterer for today, Rebecca's Cafe, which is right around the corner. And I'm sure many people probably know about them already, but not being a Bostonite myself, I didn't know them at all. So he hooked me up with them. So thanks, J5.
I think it's Bostonian.
Is it Bostonian, not Bostonite? Is Bostonite like, is that like dangerous to people from Boston?
I'm not
from there. Oh, okay, great.
What we're looking for is Cantabrigian.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, also, I want to send a very special thank you and a shout out to somebody who's listening on our audio stream right now from the Netherlands. Max Spivak is listening to us on our audio equipment here. And Max couldn't be here for this particular FudCon because he's supposed to be in the U.S. in about a week, I guess, in Raleigh or two.
Leaving in 20.
And it became a matter of either he was going to have to fly back and forth an enormous amount of times in a very short span and use a lot of money to do it, or he was going to have to stay in the U.S. a very long time at incredibly high costs.
So. Max says woot.
Woot, there you go. We'll woot back to you, buddy. So Max, has really helped me stay sane throughout the process. I mean, really throughout the last year, and I just consider him just an awesome friend and a truly great leader and a good guy to have around. So thanks, Max. Spot Calloway is outside. All right, well now he'll pop his head in and be like, what? Again? Spot helped me locate extra hands when I need them, and volunteered his own as well. And again, Not being up here in Westford full-time, he really helped me find people that I needed and got hands on things that that had to come together for FlatCon. So thank you, Spot. Dan Walsh, transport of Hunchbar Schlag and gear. He was in here humping boxes with me first thing on Friday morning into the lobby so that we could get all that stuff unpacked for you guys. So thank you, Dan. And Jared Wilson also got us our FlatCon t-shirts into the hotel so we could have them here first thing on Friday. So thank you, Jared. I want to recognize two guys who were right up here in front, Clint Savage and Chris Tyler. Clint and Chris are the guys who are the masterminds behind all the audio and video recording and streaming that's been going on. They enlisted help from volunteers. They worked out how to use DarkEye so we could stream this stuff and have remote listeners around the world who could participate through a combination of audio and IRC. And also they are videotaping, or they have been videotaping some of the sessions over the course of the day, and we're going to try and get all those encoded and uploaded to our Fedora Project website so people will be able to see the kind of things that go on here at a FlatCon. So thank you, you guys. You did an amazing job. A guy who's always sort of running around behind the curtains just making sure that stuff gets done, things to be done. Jeremy Katz over in the red sweater. Not only did he show up first thing to help me and Dan get unpacked and get all the various logistics set up. He's also been running around from place to place today, troubleshooting laptops so people's projection worked perfectly, and doing all this while dividing time with his SDM program, which had a special event going on today, and is frankly just superhuman. I actually think that he really does have a clone. And he just, I don't know what he does. Maybe he shrinks like the Flash or something into a ring.
I don't think he shrinks.
Huh? The trolling starts. We are not even at the point yet. Oh, well. Someone around here is Jared Smith. Jared helped me set up this morning for our registration table. Thank you, Jared, for being here and for helping out and teaching a really cool asterisk class today. Ian Weller.
Hi.
Hi, Ian. Ian is just one of those people who can do anything and everything and just helps out however he can. He lent a hand with keeping our wiki up to date throughout the proceedings so all of us could simply get on the network, pull up a schedule, and see where we needed to be next. He helped me keep things organized this morning at the scheduling session, so thank you, Ian, for doing that for me. And Greg DeKonigsberg, you can't say enough about him, and by the same token, you don't need to say anything, really, because he's a great MC. I mean, thanks for being a great MC, and, you know, just thanks for being you. And as I told him the other day, Greg remains, you know, one of my finest inspirations in Fedora, so he's a guy that I really look to for what Fedora is all about. So thanks, Greg. And Yakov Nimoy and John Polstra could not be here this evening. He is not feeling well, so he's back in his hotel room, sort of nursing, stomach problem of some sort. And these guys helped me get organized this morning, get our schedule put together, and get it up on all the rooms so that everyone would know what was going on where. So thank you guys for doing that. And finally, most importantly, thanks to all of you for showing up and putting in your time and energy to move Fedora forward. FudCon is all about jump-starting our release cycles. It's about putting people together in a room where they can butt heads, throw around ideas, throw things at the wall and see what sticks, and just decide on what our best ways forward are. What's the next thing that we think we can put in front of the community and say, let's talk about how to do this. All of you guys are part of that process just by being here and by going and learning or going and teaching or discussing or dropping ideas on your favorite developer or finding somebody who's responsible for something you don't like and asking them if they can fix it. All those things are important. So thank you for being a part of that process.
Yay me!
Yeah! Also, thank you for helping spread our consistent message in Fedora. And the way I see our message, it's basically three main forks. Number one is that we're always working upstream in an open and transparent manner, right? We bring whatever we're doing, and we try to make sure that it benefits all of the free and open source software ecosystem. Number two, that we look to contributions and their importance as that being, that's the pinnacle of expression for community participation, is people getting involved and just doing something. And the third idea is that we take the foundations, the things that we believe in, and we turn them into action, right? And it's action that's recorded, it's action that's reported, and it's action that anybody can get involved in, right? And that's what FUDCon's all about, and that's what you guys are doing here this weekend, and I appreciate it. So thank you very much. All right. That's pretty much it for my comments. I'm like I said, there's no State of the Union, but I have a couple things that I wanted to announce real quick. The rooms here are more or less leased to us free by the MIT staff and faculty, and we need to respect them by cleaning them up. Okay, it's okay to, if you have food or drink that you brought into rooms, it's no problem. Try not to spill things, but when you're done, clean up after yourself. So what I really need is for people to go around after we break here, go around to all the rooms here and on the first floor, make sure they are cleaned out, okay? If you can't, you don't want to do it tonight, it's fine. Let's do it tomorrow. Just make sure that when we pull out of here, we leave it spotless. Second, there's going to be a Hackfest tonight for uploading audio and video. So all the feeds and the various videotaping that we did today. Some folks are getting together back at the hotel. I think, Clint, you're going to be involved in that. Chris, you're going to be involved in that. Carson Wade said something about it, too. So. There's going to be a bunch of people working on getting that content out as fast as we can, because as we all know, when we get back into our various hometowns on Monday, there'll be all sorts of other things to do to take our attention away from it. So these guys are putting the pedal to the metal to get that stuff out. So if you want to help, see one of them. I do need someone who can, or someones, excuse me, who can, after we break here, move a few, like I think three not very heavy tables and get them back to room 393. No, yes. Was it 385 or 393?
No.
Yeah, it was. All right, I'll find out and I'll tell you. Anyway, they just need to go to a room down the hall. Second, we need to go around the building and remove our pages from the walls, if we have any taped up or pinned up. They're not needed anymore, and again, just trash those or hopefully recycle them. I do need somebody who is available to transport poster boards back to the Westford office tomorrow, if possible, or tonight.
How big?
They're the ones you see on the wall. Those are the biggest ones we have. So they're those are the blue ones. So if anybody can get those into a vehicle and bring them back to Westford, it can be tonight or tomorrow. So come see me if you can do that. We are going to be at Flat Top Johnny's at 6 p.m. Your ticket entitles you to one free drink per person. Judging by the numbers that I see here at the end of the day, and judging by the numbers of pre-registrants we had and people who were walk-ins, there is no problem if you did not pre-register. Simply come to Flat Top Johnny's and enjoy the food. All right? If you need a drink ticket, come see Spot. Please do the right thing and only get one drink ticket, and don't, you know, come back like three times with a mustache or something. So we did pay for a fixed price for everybody. So there's going to be plenty of food for everyone, and there's a drink per person paid. So
if you want to have a really good time, give all your drink tickets to Spot.
Didn't we already establish that Spot was holding any of them in the first place?
That's true.
Did he have a roll? Because that could be a problem. I think I may have left that at the desk. Okay. All right. Well, that's it. We just had some short announcements, and that's all I wanted to talk about. Oh, I know what else we have left. The Fedora 11 release name. I got the election results last night. Nigel Jones. And here. That's awesome. All right, the Fedora 11 release name will be Leonidas.
I'm bullshit! This is Fedora!
Yeah! Okay, it actually was a, it was a fairly close election, so the results will be up on the mailing list momentarily after we get done here. I have a the link is the name of fighting ships or something like that. I'll have to go back to the wiki to check. Fighting ships, yeah, warships, some sort of like a British Navy or something. Yeah.
Does that mean that all the other names are pre-approved, non-legal, and non-EU?
I'm sorry?
All the other names are
pre-approved, non-EU. Yes. Interestingly, yes. Just as a point of interest, all of the other names are pre-approved. Yes, and there is one other thing. We have the extra t-shirts coming with us to Fun Pub tonight. If you are interested in getting a t-shirt and you did not get one because you pre-registered, come by and see Mo Duffy, and she will be taking creative ideas for photographs or material for our new picture, the Fedora picture book set that we're talking about on the marketing list.
What's this picture set rated?
I believe it's going to be rated G for all audiences, Mike.
You can also sign a boundary spot for a t-shirt.
That's the hack, right? The hack is you buy a spot and drink and you get a shirt. Yeah, so see Mo and give her a creative idea. Creative idea equals shirt. Okay?
Found bag.
This bag is yours.
What's in it?
Is that Uruguay?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so I know whose it is, and I'll get it to the rep in a moment. He was asking for mate, which I think it's inside. So he said he had forgotten this, and I was looking for this.
Justin's
fantastic.
I don't know, he seemed believable to me, so.
Yeah, we have him on video.